Hey everyone, welcome to the Curious Girl Diaries podcast. I'm Layla London, aka The Curious Girl. Now, just to let you know, this podcast is not suitable for work. It's also not suitable for anybody under 18. But the rest of you consenting adults, let's get ready to talk about my sex life, sex in general, and everything in between in explicit, raunchy, fun detail. All right, here we go.
To say that I am feeling persnickety is probably it's just completely an understatement, underwhelming proportion. What I mean is I'm just really stepping into that like, well, okay, it's a warm body to pass the time with, whatever.
Right. Masturbating on his penis.
I'm masturbating on a lot of dicks. Right. And right. That's okay. That's not a very flattering picture. Like, I wouldn't have sent that if I were you.
That's not good.
Your dick looks small. You have it manscaped. Mm. The lighting's shitty. Shouldn't have sent it.
Damn. What did he respond with?
Ouch. If but your I tool work belt's out. Hanging over your tool, there's a prop. I don't want to push that shit back and up so that I can get on you. Hey guys, welcome to the Curious Girl Diaries podcast. I am Layla. So glad to have you on today. Okay, let me just give you a real quick little warning here. This is going to be one of those shows. I call it one of my cringy shows where I cringe when I think about posting it. And I cringe every time I look back and reference this episode somewhere fast forward in the future. But I'm putting it up and here's why. Back when I started this show almost 6 years ago, it really was just about me. It was for me. It was about me documenting my crazy year of knocking things off my sex bucket list and going crazy and just doing this big social experiment on myself. And then I was going to wrap it up in a year and go back to my vanilla land. Well, as you guys know, here fast forward almost 6 years later, that has not happened. However, I would say maybe once or twice a year, I put out an episode that I'm just like, oh, am I really going to hit the publish button? But yes, I did. Today, I really hit the publish button. And it's important for me to, when I do this, to be as honest as I can. Just force it on myself. And that means the good, the bad, and the ugly. So you get the fun stuff, the hot stuff, the sexy stuff, the interviews, fun, playful. And then you're going to get this kind of stuff where you can really see, I guess, what I'm all about when I'm not so... Well, when I'm feeling persnickety, you know, when I'm feeling bitchy, when there's a thorn in my side and I'm like, this is bugging the shit out of me. So I am sort of like on a rant a little bit today, but I still think it's fun and entertaining and worth putting out there. And it's important for me as well to document, like, so I can see patterns. This helps me. This is like the therapy I never wanted to pay for. Okay. So now that being said, I'll get you started in just a minute. But before I do, I wanted to remind you guys, do not forget, are you listening to the guest audio reads that I have done for Come With Us podcast? So far, they have released two. They're really quick. They're just about probably five to seven minute little reads. Hot Hotel Hookup and The Second Coming. But guess what's coming up tomorrow? We've got two more to go. And now we're getting into the cowboy and stuff. So it's getting even hotter and even juicier. So let's see. Tomorrow comes out. It's Crazy for Cowboy Cock. That'll be released on September 29th. And then the last one, Submissive Squirter, comes out on the 6th of October. That's another cowboy and inspired read. So it's all fun. It's really been interesting. So much love and respect for the folks over at Come With Us podcast, K&J. Mwah, mwah, mwah. Love you guys. You're fabulous. Thank you so much for having me on and do that. Hey guys, do them a big favor. Go and first of all, of course, I want you to listen. I'm going to put my link to every episode will be in the show notes. So you can go check that out and link directly over there. And also if you love their stuff, just give them a shout out. Shoot them an email, leave a lovely iTunes review for them. I know they'd love it and appreciate it. Okay, All right, enough stalling on my part, guys. Here we go. Ooh, here's episode 214. Take care. Bye. Hey, everyone. Welcome to the Curious Girl Diaries podcast. I'm Layla. Well, today I have my friend Sir Ink on, and we're going to be going over a subject that right now is really hitting home for me, and I really wanted him on to help talk me through it. To bounce ideas off of, because right now to say that I am feeling persnickety is probably it's just completely an understatement, underwhelming proportion. So, Sir Ink, welcome on.
Thank you. I'm here to bring this heat today because my friend is feeling a certain kind of way. I'm not liking the look on her face, and we need to turn this around. I'm not liking what I'm seeing.
I am feeling a certain kind of way. I mean, and you can see it, right? You can see.
Yes. I'm not seeing you smile. Like, I'm used to seeing the corner of your lips going up like this.
And I
know. And I'm not seeing that. So we got to get to that.
Now, this is Grumpy Layla.
Yeah, I see.
Do you see
disgruntled? Like, this is disgruntled you.
Scowling.
Along with the southern humidity.
Along with my crazy hair. That's
yes.
Like, you see this little like.
Hilarious.
That's why I have it back, because I'm telling you, if it was down, you'd be like, what is going on, girlfriend? Okay.
You're in the tropics and in the southern part of the country. There is no love for your hair there.
No, I know. It's bohemian right now.
Yes.
Bohemian. You can even see the little curls in the back.
Yes, I see it. I've never seen you like this.
I know. That part's kind of funny. Okay. Yes. So let's get down to my pissiness.
Okay, let's get down to it.
I've noticed something lately, and it's really interesting, and okay. I wanted to podcast about it because I felt it was like, I'm wondering if this is going to be helpful to some people, whether it's okay. They are going through it with a partner or have gone through it with a partner, or they're actually experiencing it themselves. But what I've sort of realized is I feel like I've come full circle with myself on, I guess, like kind of where I started 5.5 years ago, or well, almost six now, geez.
Mm-hmm.
Kind of where I was in total just boss mode, beast mode. And now, and then going through finding someone that was a strong dominant force in my life and really kind of settling in with that, embracing the female energy and having that. And getting comfortable with that, and then not having that influence around, I've very quickly resorted back to my old, kind of my old Layla self, which again, I'm not saying there's anything wrong with that, but it just, mm-hmm. It feels kind of weird. And I'm not as comfortable with it, I guess would be okay. A good way of just kind of saying it. Like mm-hmm. What I kind of realize is, I need to be around that type of energy, because otherwise I'm so stuck in my sort of masculine mode. And right now it is full throttle. I mean, I am full on just brutal. And with my speech, with my body language, like I said, you can see it on my face. It's just like, and I'm bringing that right now to my dating game, which isn't very fun, because I feel like a lot of the times I'm just being a bitch. I mean, if you want to break it down, most of the guys I'm running across lately, I'm pretty snarky and I'm pretty just brutal about it. And there's so many different ways to handle when, you know, and it's not, if you don't like somebody or you're not interested or things aren't moving along the way you want them to, there's a way to handle it that's polite. But I'm just more like, it's just direct, peppered with a lot of snark. and I'm getting off on it because I can get into that mode. It's like, hey,
right.
I told you I don't like that. And therefore, you're wasting my time.
Right.
So I don't want my time wasted. So I don't really know what we're doing. I don't know what, you don't need to text me. I mean, I'm just like, and the worst part of it is, the worst part is that because I'm so masculine right now. It's this flood of beta males and they're fucking killing me. And I'm just like, so I'm beating up on them a little bit and they're loving it.
So let me chime in on this. So women today, to survive in the workforce, have to be very assertive, right? And today we call assertive women alphas. And part of being an alpha, like for men, when we're out here being assertive all day and having to be aggressive and forge your way through life and through situations, when you come home, you appreciate having that feminine woman there, or, you know, that feminine presence where it's soothing, it's nurturing, you get to relax, you get the woo side, and we don't necessarily bring work home. We don't really want to talk about work. We just want to bask in the relaxation of the divine feminine that's in our house. And, you know, hugs and kisses and or just hearing a soft voice. And the same for women, I see, is women are assertive and all that. But when y'all come home, you don't necessarily want that feminine energy. What you want is someone who's going to be in control. That allows you to relax and be in your softness. That allows you to decompress and to feel good. And the problem is, what you're getting to is so many men are beta males, which makes them just more, not necessarily softer, because there's a lot of guys that look like very masculine men, but they can be very indecisive. And I have friends who are very indecisive. And that indecisiveness makes them more on the softer side, right? And women get very frustrated with these guys because they're like, they're good guys that really can't make decisions because they don't want to offend somebody.
Yeah.
They want to be over accommodating. And in the end, women just want a man to say, this is what we're doing. We're doing this. And whether it goes right or goes wrong, he made a decision and he's going to own up to whatever the outcome is. And a lot of times guys just want to be over accommodating, and being over accommodating as a man comes across as femininity, because feminine people and women are indecisive. And that's why they want a man to make the decision. It's not that they may not know the better choice. They just don't feel like they don't want to have to make the choice because they've been choosing all damn day at work. They've been having to tell people what to do at work or having to do presentations or whatever it is, just dealing with the work life. You have to be a certain kind of way. We all have to be a little assertive at work. So when you come home, men are seeking femininity. Women are seeking masculinity. So they don't have to make decisions. Men like coming home and having a woman that depends on them for masculinity, for direction. And we want to just bask in a woman's feminine. And so I understand what you're saying, because I have a few friends that are like this. And I talk to these guys all the time. They have these. And it's funny because my friends who are more beta in this way, who are indecisive, get with women who are very assertive and who want control. And then they end up ruining the relationship anyway because they don't like it. And it's like, but you choose those type of women. You don't choose women that want to be led because you are indecisive. So you choose women that want to be decisive, who want to lead, but you don't agree with the direction they take you in. So, and this is the problem with these dudes. They be great dudes, good looking, body, have great jobs, have money, have style. But the indecisiveness makes women who are assertive very frustrated with them.
Yeah,
it's very, very, very frustrating.
It's a lady boner killer. And right now,
yes,
I feel like I do not have anybody to be feminine for.
Right.
I have to step up and be the man.
Right.
And this is not my happy place.
Right.
This is right, not, no doubt. You know what I mean? Like, that's not really deep down what I want to do. And it also, when I'm in that mode, I'm really kind of just dating you like a man. I'm just, again, that's a generic, it's going to be a very generic and broad sweeping statement. And what I mean is, I'm just really stepping into that, like, well, okay, it's a warm body to pass the time with, whatever.
Right. Masturbating on his penis.
I'm masturbating on a lot of dicks.
Right.
And
right.
That's okay. Right. But at the end of the day, it's not very satisfying as a whole.
No doubt. Absolutely.
It feeds a need. Yeah. Right. You know, a need.
Right.
But almost the management of it gets a little bothersome. So like, earlier this week, you know, I had someone that's been a little flaky with me once, right? And not like stood up flaky, but just, you know, he's just been a little like, when I say flaky, indecisive, whatever. And he wanted to meet up over the weekend. And I just said, you know, he said, well, can you clear your schedule for me? And I was going to get some tickets to go do something with some friends. And he's like, well, could you not get the tickets and just like basically make yourself available to me? And I was just like, no, I can't, because you have been really kind of indecisive. And what I'm willing to do is, if you're in town, we haven't even gone through my proper process.
Right.
If you're in town, I'll meet you for a drink. I will do my best to meet you for a drink. But, you know, because he's like saying, well, I'm going to come into town. You know, I want to see you. I'm like, well, that's fine. We can have a drink, but I don't even know that I like you because I haven't met you face to face. So if you're coming here thinking we're going to have sex on the first meeting, we are not. So don't waste my time or your time.
Man, here's the funny thing, right? Encounters like that normally happen when you already met somebody and you're like, oh, I'm feeling them now in this moment. We can do this. Not someone that you cold met over the phone or internet. And then you go meet them for the first time. And I don't know how people
operate
like that.
But I'm irritated. But you see, like, I'm even irritated that I have to, like, fucking explain that.
Right.
That is, you know, and I'm just like, and then, and so, like, this, so here's the pattern. I'll say that. I'm like, shutting it down, you know, a week later, whatever. Then it's like, boop. Pops back on there, trying to start the whole process over. And I'm just
over like, again, right? Like you haven't gone through this already, right?
I'm sorry. Maybe you just don't, you haven't run across women who actually mean what the fuck they say.
Say, right.
Let me assure you, I mean what the motherfuck I say. I'm not joking. Right. I'm not playing coy.
Right.
I'm being straight up. And I'm going to go from like quasi curt to... The next thing is brutal. And this poor guy, I mean, he really did. He kind of got a, he that this was on the heels of he sends me. I'm just we're talking. He sends me a dick pic.
Oh, no. Oh,
straight out of the shower.
Oh, no.
And I said, you know, my response was, that's not very flattering.
Oh, that's not good.
Ooh, that's, like, not good. That's not a very flattering picture. Like, I wouldn't have sent that if I were you.
That's not good.
Your dick looks small. You haven't manscaped. Mm. The lighting's shitty. Shouldn't have sent it.
Damn. What did he respond with?
Ouch.
That's it? Like, ouch?
Ouch.
No, my bad.
He might have said, no. Well.
No manscaping. Then send you the penis again. Like, how's it now?
Hold on. Now I got to pull it up and see what did he say? Where is that? It was very interesting. Very interesting behavior. I haven't even put his... Here we go. I haven't even bothered to put his name in my phone.
That's hilarious.
Oh. He says, ha, 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 ouch. I said, don't dick pic me. Sorry, won't happen again. That's not very flattering.
I mean, yeah. It's crazy. These guys with little dicks sending pictures out of their dicks. Like... And I don't know, guys.
And I'm not going to lie, his dick looks small.
Right.
I don't think it actually, I believe he sent me another picture somewhere a while ago. It wasn't small. Right. But I'm like, you know, like your wiener looks small. Your pubes are like tufting over half of your shaft. So no wonder it looks small. And it just not, I mean, there's nothing about this picture that's flattering. And
it's so.
Men need to realize this shit, okay? Think about what is a flattering angle for your penis before you send a dick pic, for God's sakes. Or you're going to catch up with some woman like me who's just going to chew it up and spit it out. You're not going to like the response. It will be completely the opposite of what you were hoping for. And it'll be peppered with a little bit of insult. So this is a caution. Let this be a cautionary tale.
He's not going to hear it.
Are you picking up what I'm laying down, sir? And are you getting my mood here? It's not pretty.
Let me tell you something. I have another friend, right, on Instagram. She'll tell dudes, don't send me dick pics. They send dick pics. She'll look at their family members and send it to them. Mm-hmm. This is what your family member is sending me. Do you approve of that? It's kind of crazy.
I think good for her. Right on. I'd love to shake that woman's hand.
Like, send this to your mom. Like, does your mom approve of that? Let's see. So it's so funny because I was watching a comedian last night and she was like, guys, I don't want to see a dick. If I want to see a dick, I'm going to say, I want to see a dick. She was like, I don't want to see your dick. Yeah. She's like, see, there's a difference. When I want to see a dick, I'm like, I want to see your dick. Let me see that dick. So guys, I just never understood, like, I like the way she looked. Let me send her a dick pic. That just never really crossed my mind. But if a woman said, I want to see your dick, I know she wants to, you know, she's into me and she wants to see my dick. But the whole, let me just send you a dick pic, is kind of like, whether it's the best penis in the world, if a woman is not interested in you, and the funny thing is men can't see.
Men don't understand that we gaga over dicks.
Because
women have to have more of, there has to be something mentally there. Some kind of small, even the smallest of small little connections, like for this to be interesting. And I get it. It's just the difference. It's a difference in the way that we're wired. Men are so visual. Like if I sent any sort of sexy photo, a guy's going to be receptive to that. Mm-hmm. But for God's sakes, men, you have to understand it's different. It doesn't translate the same for us. We're not wired the same.
No,
if a woman wants to see that, she will tell you. Trust me, she's not going to hold back on that. Mm-hmm. Please don't presume it's okay just to send this shit. You just end up turning us off, quite frankly. But so here's my next gripe. I'm just going to let this be like a real bitch session for me.
So before you
therapy, it's therapy.
Let me end this one little piece off.
Sure.
Guys are so funny, right? Because guys, we'll focus on one part. I got a friend that's like, it don't matter what the rest of the woman body look like, as long as she got some nice titties, he like the titties. Titties, titties, titties. And I'm like, yeah, but the rest of her ain't. But the titties, I'm like, yeah, but the rest of, but that's how men are. Like men can focus on one thing. It could be feet. It could be the pussy, the titties. It could just be something, the face, and they'll ignore everything else that's horrible about a woman, which is crazy, especially her attitude. But all right, go ahead. What's your next thing? I'm sorry. I had to get that out.
Okay. So my next thing is, there's this next guy who just continually is like, he just really, I think he just wants to text. I'm not into that. Like, I have a process.
Right.
Right. It's, let's, first we kind of, okay, we like each other or there's interest. We'll text a little bit. And then I want to get you, you know, then I want to have a phone call with you, because you can, when you start, someone starts talking and you hear their voice.
Right.
A lot of guys will self-eliminate at that point. Like that is a great tester for me. I just automatically, boop, can eliminate higher than 50%. Just right there. And then it's, let's set up a time to meet for a drink or coffee or lunch or whatever. Just meet each other face to face and figure out if we have chemistry. There's no pressure, because you may not like me and I may not like you.
Like you, right.
And so, you know, it's just really kind of like a fact-finding mission. Let's see what we find. And then at that point, if we like each other, we'll agree on what the next meetup is going to be. And, then we're going to be getting down. Okay. Well, I have just said this ad nauseum. Like, here's what I like to do. Here's how I like to do it. You know, I like to chat a little bit and then let's have a phone call and then we can just meet. And then for that, we'll decide where to go from there.
Right.
It is like, okay, so the next, people get stalled on step two.
Right.
They literally they just want to keep texting. And I had a phone call with this guy who's just been stuck. We finally had a phone call because I was just like, I'm sorry, but I'm not going to go meet you. I haven't even heard your voice on the phone.
Right.
So then we have a talk. I'm like, okay, I would meet him. And now he's just like, oh, you know, the days aren't flying by. I want you now. Blah, blah, blah. I'm like, fucker, you haven't even, do you know what it is to ask a woman to meet you somewhere?
They don't know
can
process.
Can you suggest a place where we can go and get some motherfucking coffee? Like, are you waiting on me to push this forward? Because guess what? You're going to be waiting a long ass time because this girl will not do it. Because that immediately tells me something very critical about you. A lot of shit very critical about a lot of things I just want to avoid in a man. Like that you can't make a decision, that I'm going to be the one who has to constantly lead things. And that's what happens. It's like, it'll be like, okay, well, let's go somewhere. Well, where do you want to go? Well, I don't fucking know because I don't live here. And I've pretty much told you that I'm new here.
Right.
Why don't you show me where you like to go? Wouldn't that be nice? I'd love to see some new places. Then it's okay. Well, you know, then it's all of a sudden their second get. Well, we could go here, but we could go there. But I don't know. But maybe you want to go here. It's like, motherfucker, make a goddamn decision. I don't have a point of reference. I'm really not going to care. You're overthinking this. Do you have a penis or a vagina? Like, what is going on?
Both have vaginas.
I'm cringing a little bit at myself, right, for how I'm coming across and what I'm saying that I'm actually going to like publish this, but it's the truth. This for me is the truth. Like, I cannot stand indecisive men who can't make a fucking decision, who second guess everything they do.
Men no longer.
I don't need to raise a grown man.
Right.
I don't need to mother a grown man. Like, do you want to get some fucking pussy or not? Then you better man up.
Yeah, I don't know where to start with this, right? Because it's different if it's just young guys, but it's older guys too that are struggling this way. And these guys are not taught how to make plans. And it's crazy because where I live, it's a restaurant town. And I tell these guys, like, look, you can pay top shelf. You can get top shelf food at a place for Friday's money with great ambiance because it's a restaurant town. You have so many people competing. And I'm like, yo, you find a spot, you make reservations, you call a young lady up, tell her, look, I want to see you on such such night. If she's available, tell her, great, this is what you need to wear. This is what time you need to be ready. And I'm coming to pick you up. The fact that guys can't do that is like a lack of training and they're just like robots, whatever you like. And you'll find a woman that's like that. However, a lot of these, the kind of women that these guys normally go toward are women who are going to make decisions. But in the end, women don't always want to make those small, minor decisions. I don't think women have an issue with making big decisions like, okay, the mortgage and things like that.
I don't have a problem making a decision about anything.
The point is,
I would like to be relieved of some
of that duty. Absolutely, yes. And these guys, I think, and I'm gonna take it here. You have to figure some shit the fuck out for yourself, and that's the only way you can make it. If you're depending on someone else to figure the fuck out for you, you're not a man. And so, what you're encountering, and what I see, and I see guys that are assertive men raising beta boys, which is very different for me. Hard for me not to speak on it, but it's not my household. I can't speak on it. But they're raising these soft ass boys, man, and it's going to be an issue for them when they grow up.
Yeah,
I'm sorry if I ran off on the tangent, but I agree with you.
This is supposed to be about me.
I know, but I'm making it about you.
Bring
I'm saying
it back
that this,
around, okay? This is.
But this is.
We're supposed to be dealing with my bullshit.
All right, so let's deal with your bullshit. So now maybe you need to ask these dudes. So here's the funny thing, right? When you're dating these, so when you meet these guys, right? Maybe one of the questions are, do you have a good relationship with your father? What kind of man is he? This might be crucial. Like when I'm talking to women, and remember I told you this before, it's what she doesn't say that makes me pay attention. If a woman does not tell me about a man in her life that's significant to her, that is a male role model for her, that's a problem for me. Because I don't know if she understands what's standing in front of her.
Yeah.
But women that have good men in their life, they always, any woman that has a man in her life, any man, whether it be friend, whether it be father, whether it be sibling, they will speak of this man. You and I, since I've known you, I've heard about Mr. Big, Cowboy, and I know you had men in your life. You've had examples of men in your life that take care of you. If you pick up the phone, they'll be there for you. If you need protection, they're there for you. So that's true. That's big for me. And I know what kind of woman you are. I'm like, okay, I can have some kind of relationship with you because you know what you have in front of you as far as me. Whether I be a friend, a lover, or other, you won't take that for granted, what I bring to the table. But these women who never had a man in their life, who's never dealing with men that's never had a man in their life, they're all floundering. And so you know better. So now maybe for you, to bring it back to you, maybe a question for you to ask guys are, what kind of relationship do you have with your father? Is there any significant man in your life that's like a man and not some guy that's just out, you know, just some man that's in your life that's helping you, you falling short on bills. He ain't telling your man up. He's telling you, I got it for you every time. Like, that ain't good. That might be one of those things. Like, for me, I listen to women. Well, a key component for me is, does this woman have any man in her life that means anything to her? That says a lot about how she's going to treat me as a man.
Right. Well, it's very strange because right now I don't, and I've probably never said this before, but I don't have anybody that I need to be feminine for.
Right.
And that's a strange thing. And I didn't know why in the clock back 5 years ago, I hadn't discovered this. Right. Like, I didn't know. Right. And what's that saying that they say, you know, like a person that experiences a new encounter is like forever changed, or you can't go back to not, you know, once you know, you can't go back to not knowing.
Yeah. Once you know the truth about something, you're accountable for it.
Well, so, yeah, I mean,
mm-hmm. It's all the same.
Yeah, it's all the same. So what I'm kind of going through right now is I learned something new about myself, really kind of tapped into something. And now I don't have an outlet for it, I guess is a good way of saying it, or anybody that's bringing that about in me. And when you don't have that, you know, I'm just reverting back to kind of old standard operating mm-hmm. procedure. Mm-hmm. And it's not, before I had kind of found another way, I just really didn't know how uncomfortable I was in that role. And now landing back in it, I'm like, God, I really don't like this. You know, I mean, yes, I can do it. I'm good at it. It's like a nature. It doesn't, mm-hmm. I mean, it's like, it just creeped back in. It was very easy because it's years and years of being in this mode, but I do not enjoy it now. Whereas before, that's just who I thought I was.
Well, you know what happens is, I think
don't eat those fucking fruit snacks in front of me because I don't have any and I'm really jealous.
Hey, don't be like that.
Fruit snacks. Those are my favorite.
I'll Amazon some to you, but don't
damn
be like
it.
That.
Don't be like that. Eat those in front of me.
They're fucking delicious too. All right, so listen.
I love those.
I do too.
Why are they so good?
Oh my God, I don't know. Oh my goodness.
Wow, I can eat a whole bag. I'm actually glad I'm seeing this because you know what? We should address this fruit snack issue right now because I'm not sure that there could be two fruit snack favorites in one household.
How about that?
We would fight over the fruit snacks. Like how would we make that fair?
I would have to buy the berry ones then. You can get the regular fruit snacks. I'm gonna eat the berry ones.
Okay. That's a good solution.
Mm-hmm. See that? See how you just changed up? Like you like the blue pack. I'll take the purple pack.
There we go.
See? Solution. See how that goes?
Very good. Very good.
So let me say this, right?
I just went from a level 10 to like a 7.
Yes, let's bring it down a little bit. But you know what happens? We all, I think life in general, right? I think as we mature more, like you said, you can be in that mode if you want, right? But what happens is you feel like, yo, I'm a warrior out here with all this armor on. And I never get to take this fucking armor off. I want to take the armor off and just be. I want to be with somebody
that makes
decisions.
So I'm exhausted every day. I'm tired every goddamn day now.
Because it's wearing armor. And men understand that. When we go out there in this world, we understand that we have to put our armor on and walk out and rumble the lion, you know, rumble in the jungle, come back home. But when we come home, we want to take the armor off.
But you're built for that.
We're built for that. But here's the thing.
Women are not. This is not our natural state. We're putting ourselves in this unnatural state.
100%.
And
absolutely. It's more simple to be a man. A man can come home, have a drink, watch some sports, and completely unwind, right? Women need more interaction than men do. Yeah. Men is like, come home, have a drink, watch the game. I don't want to talk about fucking work or anything that happened before I got home, so fuck it. Where women need to decompress a little bit. They want to talk about it, and talking about it allows y'all to decompress. Then you can be into your full femininity. You feel soft. But if you come home, you got to make more decisions. You never get to take your armor off. And this is the problem. Guys do not know how to be assertive enough to have that energy that when a woman comes home, she can start talking about her day. And he'd be like, ho, you got 20 minutes to talk about work. And then we done with this shit for the night.
Yeah.
That automatically will shut her up. Like, damn, okay. She needs that. Because if not, a woman will soak in her job or her day all fucking night into the next day. I've watched women that I've dealt with on Sunday night get antsy about work on Monday. I'm like, bitch, you ain't at work. Calm the fuck down. But that little bit of me saying that brings her right out of that.
Yeah.
Or coming home bitching about work. Okay, you done bitching about work? All right, can you give me a fucking hug now? That type of shit is what women need to hear. And if they don't get that, they still feel wound the fuck up. And that's the difference between men and women in this way, that men can have a drink, watch some sports, be fucking quiet, and decompress. Sometimes women need communication, and communication in a way that a man hears her, and then a man can bring her out of that.
Like, listen, all right? I just need these. I'm just trying to meet some guys that can make a decision. Like,
exactly. No. In this era.
Yeah.
But you date younger guys too, though.
Well, because
you date younger guys.
Not entirely, but.
When's the last time you dated somebody in their 40s?
Well, do we count Mr. Big?
No. When's the last time you dated somebody in their 40s?
Let me think. This is you know what? I'll tell you. I've told you. It's not my preference.
Well, listen.
It isn't my preference.
I understand.
It's not my preference. Here's where I struggle. Okay. I'm going to be flat out honest.
Right. I already know, but go ahead. Go ahead
and say it for the audience. Which is going to be pretty.
No, go ahead and say it for the audience. I know.
I'm going to be flat out honest. I've already said it before. Where I struggle is with men who I prefer somebody that's age appropriate. I really do. I prefer someone that's age appropriate. And unfortunately, a lot of the men that are age appropriate have not kept up with their appearance.
Right.
They've really aged poorly. Mm-hmm. And I don't know how to sort of rectify that in my mind, because attraction is attraction. Mm-hmm. And I've just tried to always look my best, whatever age I'm at. It wasn't about looking a certain age. It was just about me. It's always about me taking care of myself and looking good and taking pride in how I look. And a lot of people have let themselves go. And when a guy approaches me and he's my age, but he looks like he has baked in the sun his whole entire life, you know, and I mean, with Caucasian people, that doesn't look too good. Like, right.
Yes, the freckles on the skin and all that. Yeah.
The liver spots, the wrinkles, and again, I don't mind. I love a well-aged man that looks good for his age. I'm not looking for, I'm not have this like pursuit of
perfection in the man.
Yeah, no, I mean, because like as an example, like Mr. Big, who's older than me, mm-hmm. quite a bit older, but he's just aged really well. And that's sexy. Like men can be sexy at any age. Women can be sexy at any age, but it's rare. It's very rare.
Because it takes work.
And right, because it's work and mm-hmm. and people don't want to do it. And I just, so again, I'm not trying to go out with younger guys. And I'm not approaching younger guys. They are all approaching me. I don't, that's the thing, you know, and I always wonder like, what are they, I'm older. They can go the other way, right? They can go real young and
they're seeking a more mature interaction.
Yeah. Right.
They don't want any bullshit. You know, I mean, you don't want any bullshit mostly.
But
older women.
At the same time, they're not very alpha, and that's really what I need, because otherwise it's just the way I will run over you. You know how I always talk about science and nature.
Right.
Because it runs the world, and it runs, whether people realize this or not, it runs our relationships. And when animals are in a pack, any kind of pack, there's going to be a dominant animal. Mm-hmm. There's going to be one dominant, and everybody else is below that on some level. Right. And then you have, you have the alphas, and then you go all the way down to the betas. Mm-hmm. And then there's everything below that's just lower ranking. Well, the minute that an alpha animal gets injured or is weak, then all of a sudden, because the pack wants harmony.
Right.
Again, nature, everything seeks its own level. You know, nature seeks to strike a balance. Mm-hmm. Whether you're talking about water, electricity, whatever, it's all in harmony.
Yes.
And when animals sense that the strongest one in the pack is no longer the strong one, things get chaotic, and animals that normally would be betas are trying to rise up and be alphas. And it's like, because somebody has to take on that role. Mm-hmm. And it may not be that animal's actual natural position, but they're all going to start going for it and making it happen, because they want to strike that pack. They want to strike that balance, and they want harmony in the pack. I'm saying, you know, and people do the same thing because they want harmony in their life. So the minute, it's like instinctual for me. The minute I'm like, there's no leader here. Oh, fuck. Well, you know I can do it. So now I got to do it.
Right.
And boom, you know, and I'm right up there again, cranked up to a level 10. And that's not where I'm my most feminine. That's where I'm most task oriented. This is how we got to do it. It's got to get done. Blah, 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 blah. And I'm not, you know, and it's like, I'm really more like I'm more your leader than anything else. And that's not sexy to me. I don't want, you know, I don't want to be in that role. But all of a sudden, like, I'm like, fuck, man, I'm back right in the middle of that going, ugh.
Yeah. I mean, I think, and to mix it and add a little extra flavor into your situation, you're down south where more people have Southern hospitality. So you're meeting even more nicer guys, right? Or nicer people in general, because it's how they've been raised. It's challenging.
I thought these are supposed to be like some fucking hunter gatherers down here. Where are those dudes?
I mean, you would think so, but you might not want to go where they at. You know, go
I know,
sticks.
Backwater with banjos. Whoa, and shit.
Yeah. Watch out. But it's a real situation going on. And you're not the only woman that, I thank you for talking about this, but there are so many women like you that are dealing with the same thing. Trust me. And I've had a friend like, where are the men at? Where, like, the men? Where the men at?
The men.
Men go quiet. Men go quiet, men get silent, men put their head down and go forward. So they don't always jump up and say, hey, look at me. But it's a crazy, 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 crazy situation going on out here. And I pray for it. I just feel for women.
You better say some prayers for me, because I need it.
I mean, and listen, I think a lot of where you are, right, is a lot of where guys are. Like, at this age, you start looking back and, like, you start looking at everyone around you in our generation. It's like, boy, these women are done in the respect of their diet is horrible. Their workout routine is non-existent. They're burning a candle from both ends in the middle. And so as a dude, you start looking at younger women because you're like, yeah, that she has a longer run. Not only that, but if I get in her ear earlier, then she'll take care of herself better. And by the time she turns late 40s, she'll be looking as dynamic as you do.
Yeah.
I mean, because you work goddamn hard on your shit. But that's what it takes to look good. You know, well, not look good, to stay healthy and see yourself in a place that you find attractive. I think when I see you and we talk, you exercise to make sure that you look good for yourself. And anyone else that likes it, is that's a plus, but you don't need them.
Right.
Right.
It's a bonus. Yeah.
Right. And when you and I discuss, right, out of like 10 women I may know, you're like 2 of 10 who go hard at it, who actually curb your diet, who actually, you're not working out for muscles and all that, all this Instagram model bullshit. You're working out for yourself, but you keep yourself slim, a nice figure. And that's all men are asking for, just a nice figure. You don't have to be you don't have to be bodied out. You don't have to look like Kim Kardashian, but damn, keep it modest. That's all men are asking for. But at the same time, men are asking for that, but men need to be what they're asking for. So if you want her to be all right, you need to be all right.
Right, right. And that's the interesting inequity, you know, that you just mentioned. So again, I'll have a lot of times men that are really out of shape. Again, the gap between people who have men that have taken care of themselves and men that have not is astronomical. And I'm sure it's the same for women too. And as far as when you get to be where I'm at, and right. I almost feel, I mean, I'm just going to say it, like, I almost feel offended, like where I'm not sure how to take it when a man that's just completely let himself go, looks like crap, hasn't cared enough to take, doesn't have enough self pride in himself. Right. It's pride in yourself that, you know, and pride in myself that drives me to want to exercise and look a certain way and take care of myself, because I'm all like that. Am I going to treat myself like crap? No.
Mm-hmm. No.
And so then along comes a guy who's in my age group, or maybe just slightly a little bit older, and he looks like dog do.
Right.
And actually coming on to me like he has a snowball's chance. And I'm just like, what the fuck? Get in your goddamn lane. I mean, like, I know that sounds awful, but I don't really care. I find it offensive that a man doesn't have enough common sense to realize that there's a huge disparity in the way that I look and have cared for myself and the disparity between you and me, and that you don't think I'm smart enough to know. That signals to me that you have self-esteem issues.
Right.
You don't give a shit. And how am I supposed to think that you're actually going to be a good partner to me? Because you can't first and foremost give yourself what you need. How are you going to give me what I need?
That's a good question. Yeah, it's really not possible.
I mean, are you going to try to sell me the Brooklyn Bridge next? You think I'm stupid. Like, really, literally, like, this is how quickly, like, I'm sizing people up. At this
As you
point,
should.
Because I'm a goddamn grown up. I'm
As you should. Go. I mean, you I have, don't have enough, to waste your time.
Right. This is what the life experience is about, is that you know where people are at this point coming from. And it's kind of like, don't you feel like at this point in your life, the jig is up?
Yes. So let me say this.
People are either, time is going to promote you or expose you.
Right.
And we are on the tail end of that. We're either being promoted or exposed at this point with the age group that we're in. And
so
it ain't pretty. Like, so many people are getting it, you know, it's like, okay, you've treated yourself, your body, your temple like shit. And here we go. Yeah. Here's the end result of that.
Right. You don't get to have a modelist chick unless you got a whole lot of money.
Well, right? And then you know what you're getting. You're getting someone who wants your money. And you know what? If that works between two people, that's fine. That works between two people. But let's not kid ourselves.
That is part of the sacrifice.
I can't do that. I'm not young enough
to put yourself out there for somebody with just some bread. It's nasty. So it's funny. I have a friend who struggles with going out with younger women. He's 49. And he's struggling to go up when he goes out with women, and he'll post this stuff on Instagram. And I'm like, I'm listening to him like, yo, man, you got to understand that at our age, for the way his body looks. And I mean, he's one of those guys, he works out so his arms look big, right? And he got a gut.
I know. He's got like the Mr. Peanut body.
So he's like, I don't know why these women, I don't know why the young girl's not paying attention to me when I take her out to dinner, blah, blah. I'm like, because dude.
Really? You don't? Like, does someone need to explain this to you?
Yes, your role as an old head looking the way you do. I was like, first of all, you bald headed with a gut. You're old head, right? And so when you get with a young lady that's 25, you're supposed to give her money, enjoy a little bit of time, take her to a hotel, fuck her, and be done. But he actually wants to romance and date these girls. And I'm like, bro, they're not interested in us. Oh, well, I'm sorry. They're not interested in you. Because one, you dress like an old head, and two, you got a gut. Now I'm 49, hey, but I work out.
If your tool belt's hanging over your tool, there's a problem. I don't want to push that shit back and up so that I can get on you. And is my clit rubbing on your big belly? Is that how I'm getting off? Like, I don't know. I mean, like, because I won't even go there. But
guess what? And if you do have a 25-year-old at this age and you got a gut and all that, and you're not as physically presentable as someone that is in their age group, then you're paying for her time or her sex. And don't be mad at that. Right. Just know that that's what it is.
That's the trade. And. Look, I'm not trying to body shame anybody. I don't want to pick on people that have guts. I'm just saying, I know for me.
We're talking about preferences.
Right. What gets
your pussy wet when a man takes his clothes off? I know what gets my dick hard is not seeing a woman with a big gut that don't, with cellulite on her legs. It doesn't do it for me. I'm not body shaming. I'm just saying that I work out. I try to keep my body looking as fit as possible. No gut. I'm a slim dude. So any weight that comes on me goes to my gut. But I don't want to look like that. Take my clothes off. I got a gut, but I'm slim. No.
Yeah.
So the way I go at my life, I want to deal with somebody that goes at their life like that. They need to be physical, working out, and so on and so forth. I need to see you actually working at being your best version of yourself. And when I see you just sticking candy bars and chocolate ice cream in your mouth every day, that don't really make me feel like I'm going to have something that's going to look good for long term.
Right. Well.
And what's your pussy smell like? Because if you don't eat right, ain't none of that right.
What does mine smell like? I was like, what? I thought you were asking me personally.
Oh my God.
No, I'm like, girl. Well, I can just.
I'm just making a statement.
I just had a recent review. We podcasted
about it.
I'm not joking. Yeah, listen. I'm not joking. But I can say, like, I can tell you right now, my mind's already fast forward thinking while we're on this episode. And I'm just like, am I really going to release this? Like, and yes, I am. But I mean, you don't want to hang your ass out there in front of people when you're being bitchy or when you're, you know, when you're saying shit. But the thing is A, what I'm saying is true. Right. It is how I'm feeling right now. It is the mode that I'm in. It is,
right.
I've come full circle. I found myself in this position and right. I don't want to, one of the things that I vowed to do in the very beginning, which is hard, is to not censor myself and to document for myself first and foremost, and then document what I am going through and what I go through with all this. And I know that while some episodes may not be everybody's favorite, that a lot of it from the feedback I get from people is helpful.
It's authentic. Let me say this. I did my lay sister did her thesis on monogamy, and she sent me a questionnaire, and I asked guys in the barbershop, you know, to fill it out anonymously. And I can remember two dudes looked at it, read the questions, and was like, I can't do this. And I was like, listen, it's totally anonymous. Like, you just check off the multiple choice questions, or, you know, you write your own answers in, and that's it. Like, no one knows it's going to be if it's you, if it's me, if it's someone else. And there were guys like, I just can't do it. Like, they were like shook. Like, and I'm like, well, why the fuck can't you do that? Like, this is not like you're doing a live interview. It's not like I know your wife or your girlfriend or whoever, and I can take pictures of it and send it to her or show her your answers. But it was just very odd to me that people, even in situations of being totally anonymous, whether it be written, audio, or video, they just get so nervous about just talking about whatever the subject matter is. It amazes me. Yeah, and I was like, damn.
They don't like the truth. They don't want, burst my bubble. Don't make me think about this. Don't actually put me in a position to have to write the truth down.
Ain't that crazy? Anonymously. I'm not asking you to put your name to it. And see your ID. I'm like, this is all anonymous. Once you fill it out.
If they had to answer it honestly, then they'd have to
face their own reality.
Come face to face with it. Right. And whereas I'm a person that loves to come face to face with my bullshit and learn, because I don't want to stay stuck in the wash, rinse, repeat cycle.
Right.
I would like to evolve and move on as quickly as possible. And when I...
It truly is amazing, right? And I asked her to find her results from her thesis like 7-8 years ago. I was like, please find it and send it to me because I would like to do a podcast on it. Some of the answers to the questions were fucking hilarious. In particular, a couple of guys. So you have guys that's like, no, I can't do that. And then you have some guys that put their name on it. Like, I know it's anonymous, but this is how I feel, right?
Put their name on it.
And then there was one like,
why? A full signature.
And it was like, have you ever cheated? And it's like, yes. And it was like, why did you cheat? And one guy answered, because she talks too much. Like, it was fucking hilarious. Like, and I was just taking them and sending them to her. Like, I wasn't really reading them at first. And then she was like, yo, have you really read these? And I was like, I mean, a couple of my homies that we did it, we laughed, you know. She's like, no, did you read? She's like, then she started telling me about something. And I was like, okay, I got to read these. And they are fucking hilarious. Fucking okay, like the reasons why men cheat.
Can we
I'm sorry. Yes. Okay, let's help you. Let's help you. I'm sorry. Let's help you.
I'm gonna have to.
All this is helping.
Shit out of this.
No, all this is helping you. Come on.
See,
I did help you. So we have to work on.
Maybe I'm not even the right headspace to be helped right now. I'm just bitchy.
Yeah, you're bitchy, but it's cool. But I'm giving you the help stuff. So back to help. So we're talking about conflict resolution. So the resolution is what? Now that you're dating and you're in a different dating market, you have to revise some of your dating criteria. And some of that dating criteria might have to be, what's your relationship with your father? Or what kind of manly figure do you have in your life? Who do you look up to as a man? Who do you like as a leader? I mean, there are certain things that you can ask guys that can weed them out. But it seems like this is where you are right. But to me, to help you, is for you to figure out, what other questions or criteria do guys have to fit in for you to weed them out? Because you wasn't having this problem in LA, but you're having this problem in Florida, is what I'm saying.
Right.
And Florida and LA got some weirdos.
Not LA. So I didn't live in LA.
I'm just saying, I didn't want to put out exactly where you were, but I'm just saying.
I was in California.
You was in California, and California is known to have some weirdos, but it's funny that you go from like Weirdoville and not having issues of come across any good man, solid man, going to Florida and having a bunch of flakes.
I think in California, I was really just having to weed out like serial killers. You know, it's just like,
oh shit, goddamn.
Weeding out the serial killers. Like, don't get with, because it, literally, like, you would get hit with some weirdos. It hasn't been, it's been all nice guys.
And it's up, right? Southern hospitality.
But, mm-hmm. For some reason, like, they don't know how to
boss up.
Yeah, like, move along the process, like, take charge.
Boss up.
Just
boss up.
I thought I was going to be like a pig in slop. Mm-hmm. I thought I was going to be like, there's going to be all these just Southern men, the could fucking kill you with their bare hands. Like, they're all roaming free, and I just get to dive in and scoop mm-hmm. them all up.
Mm-hmm.
No.
Right. So you have to look for more of the rugged guys. You have to look for more of the rugged, assertive guys.
Okay. if you're rugged and assertive, please contact me.
Yes. Now you're in the South. That might take on a different kind of flavor, but you know.
I know. Okay, but no banjos, no inbreeding, no weird backwater shit. Like,
I'm dead serious. You never know what you never know what you might get. Shit crazy.
Yeah. If you're a little too close with your like first sister, no.
Yeah, holla back. But on a serious, you know, on a real serious note, dating going forward, like your criteria has to, you have to add some things to criteria to weed guys out. Like you might have to like be very blunt. Like, if you're not a man that can make decisions, don't even click on me. Like, yeah. It really has to be to that point. Like, you have to be very blunt.
I think I probably
you gotta change your dating profile.
I have to probably rewrite that. Yeah.
Yes. Because you're looking for men that can make decisions, are assertive men. And it's a shame because by nature, men should be more assertive. Out of 10 men, 3 of them should be betas, or not just betas, but let me say this, not assertive men. But instead, it sounds like you're meeting 7 out of 10 are not assertive. And that's bad. And I understand what you're going through, because even up here, you'll find more assertive men up here. But they might be a little bit on some bullshit, but they're more assertive, and you'll find less. You will come across less betas, but the betas up here are like, you're like, damn, I like him now. But I got guys that are likable. They're beta. They betas like a motherfucker. Nice looking dudes, good jobs.
Are they like mega betas?
But they're fucking betas like a motherfucker. You'd be so frustrated with them. You'd be cursing them the fuck out, straight up. Like, it's crazy. But they good dudes, good looking dudes.
I want to curse them out. Like, I mean, that's how, like...
But they don't have no pushback after the curse out.
They just come right, like, they take it and then they come back.
Right. So it's like, guys like that, right? So it's, I'm going to use
wrong. That's when I feel like, honestly, I'm just like, somebody get me a fucking hammer so I can bash my head in, because it's going to be a lot less painful.
So let's use my own situation, right? Okay, so for example,
wrap this up in like 10 minutes.
All right, let's wrap it up. Okay, here's the thing. Guys, there are certain little small cues women give you to see if they're testing you, right? So a woman say, look, I spent the night at your house. I didn't, you know, the pillows wasn't as comfortable. So next time I spend the night at your house,
I'm going to bring a pillow.
I'm just saying, listen, hold on. I'm going to bring a pillow to leave in your closet for when I spend the night. And my retort to that was, whatever pillow you come with is the fucking pillow you going home with. And that is one of those small moments for men that if they slip up and be like, oh, okay, it's okay, you can put a pillow in my closet, they don't understand what door they unlock. And women need to know that there are boundaries, and these dudes do not have boundaries. And so the part of this conversation is for you. Some of these guys I'm dealing with
right now, I could have moved in yesterday.
Yeah, that's bullshit. That's retarded. No.
Not that I ever would, trust me.
Right, but still, like, the point is, you know, you could. Yes.
I could have been like living with some guys about now.
Yes, and I'm right. The fact that you know that is a problem. That means that they don't have any lines, and that's not a dude that you could be with long term, because you're like, yo, any man that you can get whatever you want out of is not really desirable, because if you can do it, you feel like another woman can do it. He's easily moved.
I mean, I'll say this. I actually, when it comes to them, another woman is the last thing that crosses my mind, because I'm just like, this is not a prize that I covet. This is not something I care to keep. If someone comes along and scoops him up, she's probably done me a favor. Like, literally, I would not give two shits. I mean, you know what I'm saying? Like, that's the last thing on my mind. Now, do I think that way? Like, when I know, like, ooh, I got a good one. Yeah.
Right.
But not.
That's what I'm saying. Right.
Not at this level. I'm like, whatever.
All right, so let me ask you a question. All right, so let's go. We got a few more minutes left. Tell me what you think you can change. Are we just bitching tonight? What are we doing? What do you think you have to change?
You've been trying to problem solve, and you weren't recognizing that I just wanted to bitch.
No, I did. I knew you wanted to bitch yesterday when we talked about it.
I didn't get much bitching done.
Yes, you did. You got a lot of bitching done.
Okay, well, this is the thing. There's so much more bitching left to do. Like, I don't feel like I'm 50% bitched out.
But I'm going to throw it back on you. We need action items. We need action items because that's how you would hit me on some business.
I know.
Stuff. We need action items.
Listen, this is my process.
Okay, this is your process.
We're going to bitch about it first. The first thing I have to do is complain about it.
Okay.
The first thing I have to do is complain about it.
Okay.
I need to have a pity party of one.
Okay.
For at least one pity party session.
Okay. You got it.
I just need one. Okay. Mm-hmm.
Then I give you an hour more of bitching and pitying
than I normally then would. Then I'm on to problem solving. That's the difference between me and most women. Most women would they'll stay stuck.
For sure. No, you're absolutely right.
It's not going to be just repeat. Mm-hmm. I'm like, okay, I've identified there's a problem.
Right.
I've gone through my femaleness and I've gotten my bitchy out.
Right.
And that feels good because it's a release. It's like a pressure valve.
Right.
Like a tea kettle. It feels good.
But it's also understanding your market. Your market is different.
Now I'm ready for action steps. And so that's why I wanted you to have listen to me, bitch.
Yes, I'm with you.
And give me a couple pointers.
I did.
And then I can move forward. But I had to get that off my chest.
Well, you know what? I think this conversation is good.
It's cathartic.
There's a lot of women out there that feel the same way. I had a conversation with a female friend of mine earlier tonight, and she feels the same damn way. Like, what is up with these dudes?
Well, she should have been on this podcast because we could have really fucking bitched it up.
Listen, at 100%. Because she's like, yo, where are the real men at? And her thing is like, yo, dealing with dudes that aren't decisive is unnerving for women. Because women need to know. She was like, yo, a lot of men.
Don't trust them. It's scary. You don't feel safe. Them. Like, there's all these things. Like, men don't realize this. Again, think about animals that live in packs.
Right.
They don't go on emotion and fuzzy shit. This is all survival and instinct.
100%. Yes.
And what you're tapping into with is survival and instinct. And that's why a woman will kick into this unnatural manly state because she feels like, oh my God, I have to bring order. Things have to be settled. I'm with someone who's not taking charge. Someone has to take charge. I guess it has to be me. Okay, boom, here I go. But it's stressful. And
it is very stressful.
It's not fun. And I understand where it's applicable and where it helps me in business. And I have no problem with it because business for me is not personal. But when I have to come home and then apply it to my personal life,
that's a problem. That's when it becomes a problem.
Yeah. And so men will complain about, these women, they they're getting cock blocked by because these women are so doing it for themselves. They're in survival mode. They have to be. If they're put in that position, they're going to rise to the occasion or they're going to crumble. It's one or the other.
You know,
and so we will do what we have to do. But it's not our most comfortable natural state and really where we want to be.
Guys have to do a better fucking job, man, honestly. And guys like me have to do a better job. Silent guys that are like me have to do a better job at coaching other men up and telling them how we need to be better to women, period. And I think this podcast tonight is something that a lot of women need to hear and other men need to hear because it's an honest conversation about your frustrations. But you're not alone in your frustrations. There are many women out here who are frustrated with the lack of leadership that men are displaying. And they're fucking late. Men are fucking lazy. And they're bitchy, and we need to get out of that. Period. I'm saying it. That's what I'm saying. Men are bitchy.
You said it.
And we're lazy.
That can come from you because you're a guy.
Yep. Fucking right.
Open your eyes.
Sir ain't. that's who said it. Let them know. If you got a problem, come talk to me.
There we go. Boom. Mic drop. Okay. Well, I think before I dig myself in any deeper.
Okay.
And before I push this podcast to the point where I'm like, okay, I cannot publish that, I'm going to end it and we're going to leave it at that. And I just want to tell my listeners, I've always been committed to sharing the good, the bad, the ugly. Tonight, I'll let you decide what this was. All right. Well, everybody stay safe. and remind everybody, Sir Ink, where they can find you.
Sir Ink on everything. Facebook, Instagram, kinkspace.net.com. Sir Ink on everything. That's it.
Okay. All right. Well, I'm going to put your links. Send me everything. Send me all your links and I'll put them in the show notes.
I'm going to send all my links. Got you.
Put them in the show notes. Okay. I'll put them in the show notes for everybody. So it's easy. Okay. Well, thanks everybody. Everybody stay healthy, stay happy, stay safe. Mwah, mwah, mwah. Love you guys. Thanks so much for listening. Bye.
Thanks so much for listening. And if you like what you hear, refer me to a friend and make sure you're following me on social media. Also, go to the website, thecuriousgirldiaries.com, and join my subscribers-only list for access to exclusive content. And as usual, questions or comments, you can always email me at curiousgirl@thecuriousgirldiaries.com.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you'll get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matters more than ever. Place your money line, prop, or parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park.